News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3. Happy Thursday. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Melanie Cormody is the managing editor for the Gulf Breeze News. The paper comes out every Thursday, and so we'd like to give you a little preview taste of what's going to be in the paper today. Melanie, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. Hey, before we get into the things that are in the paper, I'm trying to do a favor for Chief Hawthorne, and I want to make sure you're not riding around one of those illegal e-motorcycles that doesn't have a registration, turn signals, license, right? You're not a culprit, right?
No, because I'm sitting here in one piece, so that's a...
I was so fascinated by that. I didn't know all of that and had to learn a bunch about it when I was listening to his comments about that and talk to him and clarify. So John doesn't even know what we're talking about because he wasn't here yesterday, but too bad for you, John. Anyway, you guys have a story about the Wetlands Trail Park boardwalk being reopened, which, thank goodness, finally, right?
Yeah, it's a really big deal around here. The boardwalk is located at Shoreline Park South, and it reopened after undergoing extensive repairs due to faulty installation. The boardwalk was completed in 2022, which wasn't that long ago, but shortly after, staff began to notice defects in the form of widespread cracking and splitting of its deck boards, and up to about 90% of the deck boards were faulty. So it was under warranty, so the city was able to enact that, and at no cost to the city, the deck was repaired, and it was out of commission for several weeks, but it's up and running again, and it's just beautiful out there. So if you haven't been there, I highly recommend.
No, that's fantastic. And as I remember the conversation around this also, the company, was very responsive. They were kind of like, how could they all be? And then they turned out like, oh, they kind of are. So they just wind up replacing all of it, right, in the end?
Absolutely, yes, yes.
So we appreciate that.
Everything was great with them.
A couple of things coming up this weekend. The Arts Festival Saturday, right?
Yeah, so we've got the Gulf Breeze Celebrates the Arts. It's the 30-year anniversary of the festival. It's a pretty big deal around here. It's a free outdoor festival. It's a juried fine arts crafts from artists from all over the Southeast at the Community Center Saturday from 9 to 5, Sunday from 9 to 4.
Very good. Meanwhile, you also have a plan for the so-called No Kings protest, right? Not you personally, not Melanie Cormody, not that the Gulf Breeze News is hosting, but you're reporting on this so people can be aware, right?
Yeah, so this is the first time this sort of protest has happened in Santa Rosa County, so I thought it was important to let people know about it. It is going to be an event in Navarre, at Navarre Park, and an event in Milton on Saturday from 11 to 1. So if you see a crowd of people on the sidewalks in those areas, that's what's going on.
So this is the anti-Trump, no kings, kind of, that's the general idea here. Okay. Then there's an after hours tonight, Harbortown, which is where you guys are, right?
Yeah, that's where we're located, a Harbortown Business After Hours. This is a Gulf Breeze Chamber event, and it's from 5 to 7. It's a lot of fun. All the businesses are open, drinks, hors d'oeuvres, games. It's a really family-friendly event, so we like to see a good crowd.
Very good. Anything else for us to know about either what's in the paper or what's going on in Gulf Breeze right now, Melanie?
It's just going to be a really pretty weekend again, so I really suggest getting out there and enjoying the sun.
I'll take it. All right, Melanie Cormody, she is the managing editor for the Gulf Breeze News, and we get some kind of a preview every Thursday of what's in the paper, either from Lisa or from her. It's a great resource for you. Melanie, thanks for the time, and we'll see you in the breeze. See, I did it first.
See you in the breeze.
814 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, and I say that because I actually had a good friend. Actually, it was John the other day. Asked John Pickens. I was talking about Christina Leavenworth, and he said, "Does Christina help people buy homes?" And I'm like, "Well, she's a realtor, of course." And I thought, "That's my fault." If I don't say it, how do you know? Because she sold 209 homes last year. She and her team sold 209 homes last year. And I talk so much about selling because, she's so effective at that. Can she help you buy a home? Of course. I mean, of course, she will help you go find the home of your dreams or of your next phase in life, or, you know, you're growing a family, you're shedding family, you're, you know, you're downsizing, upsizing, empty nesters, rental homes, going to the beach, moving to Milton, you know, whatever the case may be. She can help you with all that, even new homes. And that's, you know, it's kind of interesting. I think she's on Pep Talk today. John, is that right? She's on Pep Talk today? Yeah. So she'll be talking about stuff with Meg at 9 o'clock. And one of the things she talks about is buying a new home where you work with the builder. And I know a lot of people think, well, if you're buying a new home, don't you just buy from the builder? I mean, you can, yeah. But she's there to help because she knows exactly what you should be paying. She can work with them and get you probably some, you know, wiggle room on the price, but also buying down points or down payment, or not down payment, but closing costs, or even, you know, making sure that if you want an upgrade, they might be able to throw that in at no extra cost. Like, those are the kind of things she can do, plus walking through the home after you buy it to make sure it's right. So whether it's a brand new home or whether it's a home that has been used by somebody else or by many somebody else, it doesn't matter. Absolutely, she can help you buy a home. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Just one accident on the books right now at Softly Field and Mobile Highway. Not seeing any delays associated with this. Just wanted you to know. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We got good news coming out of Santa Rosa County as we're getting ready to start their meeting here in about 15 minutes and talk about conservation land and, you know, how they're going to spend more money without taking in more money. I'm curious to hear the answer to that question. But Jared Lowe, who's assistant county administrator, has given a report on the wastewater treatment plant that they're building out on the Commerce Park on 87.
Item number five, this is an exciting item. This is approval or denial of the guaranteed maximum price number two for construction package A, which is the first quarter million gallons a day portion of our wastewater plant in the Milton Interchange Park for $19.4 million and authorized the chairman to sign all related documents.
The first 250,000 gallons per day, $19 million. The total thing is around $30 million altogether. I like the way he introduced that. This is part A of the 94B stroke 18. It's kind of like Kim and Sung's grocery number four. You know, like, it's kind of, I don't know, made me laugh when I heard him say it. But yeah, this is a big deal. Remember, they started doing this, Santa Rosa County Commission started doing this in part because of the need for sewer service at the new industrial facilities off of 87 that all these businesses are coming into, but also in part because of the delays and, I mean, all of the delays that were going in at Milton, who is in the process of developing a new wastewater treatment facility, but at the time it was very much up in the air whether that would happen. And plus, it's a little geographically separate. You know, it's you know, east side of Milton by the city versus Highway 87. So anyway, they're building their own small plant for wastewater treatment for just that area and some of the kind of connecting area, I think, that's residential that might not be as easily served by the other plant. Anyway.
As you know, this project is a structure we've not done previously. It's called a CMAR, Construction Manager at Risk. So what happens is the contractor, Wharton Smith, bids out the work. They get the subs. They figure out what it's going to cost them, plus their risk factored in. Then they give us a guaranteed maximum price. That price is locked in. There's no change orders unless the county changes the scope of the project. So this is phase two of three. You've previously approved a guaranteed maximum price that funds long lead electrical equipment. This funds the first quarter million gallons a day of capacity, and then you'll have a third and final one probably in a month or so that'll get us to the end of the project. And this all is within the budget estimate, around $30 million, that the board approved late last year. So exciting stuff. This is the next phase to keep the project rolling.
You know, and I love Jared. Jared's great. But you know you're a government wonk when you say something like, this is exciting stuff. We're building a wastewater treatment plant. But it is. You know, it's grown-up excitement stuff because it's like, you know, when you were a kid, you never dreamed of potholes being fixed, you know, and you never dreamed of trash service showing up on time, and you never dreamed about, man, they collect my large object, like, throwaway stove for free on the side of the road, and you never dreamed about having reduced insurance rates, and you never dreamed about having, you know, good sewer system. Woo-hoo! You know, like, that's just... Dreams change as life changes. And here's the funny thing. If somebody like Jared's not getting excited about this, there's somebody else that goes to flush a toilet and it doesn't work right. And, you know, like, that's the point. This is the stuff that you discover over the course of your life. Man, that actually matters a lot. John's dying over here, right?
Yes.
A little girl has a dream.
I know.
One day, she too can help engineer a sewer treatment plant. Like, it's, but it's true.
Yes.
It's so true. Oh, my goodness. 437-1620, 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Today at 9:30, the Pensacola Expert Panel welcomes Opening Doors of Northwest Florida. Executive Director Bruce Cady and Ms. Connie Bookman, Executive Director of Pathways for a Change, will share information about serving the homeless in our community. Opening Doors is the lead agency for the homeless continuum of care for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Don't miss Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30 with Opening Doors of Northwest Florida, sponsored by DeLuna Lanes Bowling, where it never rains and no one ever sits on the bench.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Add more road to your trip during the Subaru A Lot to Love event with a new 2026 Subaru Crosstrek or Forester Hybrid. Our new hybrids will keep you going no matter where the road goes. With up to 597 miles per tank, the Crosstrek Hybrid easily takes you to more places. And the Forester Hybrid sports a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank. Mileage like that lets you journey farther, and combined with Subaru's capable standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, you'll be able to handle any unexpected terrain with ease. Paved roads, graveled roads, just about any road. They're no match for the new Subaru hybrids. Get your Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid or the Subaru Forester Hybrid during the Subaru A Lot to Love event. Love goes the extra mile at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Driving ranges based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy and a full tank of fuel. Actual mileage and range may vary.
Hi, I'm Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, inviting you to Cops, Cars, and Crawfish. It'll be April the 11th at Five Flags Speedway. This event will have a car show beginning at 7:30 until 9:30. At 10 o'clock, the gates will open. At 11 o'clock, we'll serve crawfish plates from Cubs Crawfish. We'll have hamburgers and hot dog plates. We'll have balloon animals, games, face painting, and more for the kids. All proceeds for this event will benefit the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation and their mission to support the heroes of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Cops, Cars, and Crawfish, April the 11th.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This isn't shouting.
It's conversation.
Hugh Hewitt, weekdays at 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Please be careful. You don't want to be in the way when my laser goes off.
Hey, a laser! How come you don't have a laser, Woody?
It's not a laser. It's a little light bulb that blinks.
What's with him?
Laser envy.
So I think I may have found the way to solve, I don't know, maybe all of my problems. I'm not sure how we're going to make this work with the radio show, but you ready here, John?
Solving your problems, Andrew?
Well, I don't really have that many problems, at least very few, you know, unlike the folks in Saddle Salute. So this couple realizes that they are spending an awful lot of money on an awful lot of things, like rent, or home, and heating, and electrical, and internet, and food, and all of this. So they do the math, and they decide that because the work that they do is primarily, you know, they can do it remote work. They don't have to, you know, be at any particular place at any particular time. And so they sell their house, and they move on board a cruise ship all the time.
Yes.
So they live on the cruise ship all the time. They, let's see, in Scotland, they downsized their Scotland home in 2025, and they broke down the monthly cost of $8,600 a month, $1,300 for mortgage, $3,300 for cars, and $800 for bills. They said, we can still cut back. So now, for less than $6,000 a month, they're living on the cruise. The electricity is paid for. They did have to pay for, you know, the Wi-Fi package or whatever, which is not as good as maybe it could be elsewhere always. But, you know, the food is included. The entertainment is included. They don't have kids. That's obviously because, you know, kids and school and, you know, church and friends and bowling league and all that kind of stuff. But I'll tell you, you know, some of these cruise ships, they've got, you know, roller coasters and, you know, pickleball courts and basketball and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, so they are now doing their job. Let's see. She's 29. Katrina is 29. Works remotely as a CRM for marketing. And Kevin, 43, is an IT consultant. But they basically moved on board a ship, and now they cruise all year round. John's like, I'm in. You know, you can't produce this show from a cruise ship.
I will find a way. I will find a way, my friend. I'll be sitting in Cozumel going, uh-huh, uh-huh.
And they say that the biggest downside of it is no home-cooked meals.
Well, I mean, you're being cooked for.
Yeah, I'm with you. As the cook, I kind of understand them, but I also,
that's a home-cooked meal to me.
My wife says, you know, we come back from our cruise last week, and the boys are always pestering me for, make food, Daddy. And she's like, you act like they shouldn't rightly expect you to cook for them again. I'm like, well, I mean, last week I didn't.
And they survived.
Yeah, everything's fine. 825 on News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Marcus Point Baptist Church. Their community sunrise service is happening Easter Sunday at 6:15 a.m. at Blue Wahoo Stadium. You can visit PensacolaEaster.org. Let's see here. We just had an accident happen at Pine Forest and Blue Angel Parkway. Not seeing any delays associated with that yet. But other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. We've been talking a lot about Santa Rosa County Commission. They have a meeting this morning. Also a meeting this morning is the Escambia County Commission. And some of the things that they are going to be dealing with, the ongoing, never-ending, you know, how many years of conversation are we going to have about this? The beach access, public access, customary use question. I still think that what Chair Hoffberger should do is just schedule a special meeting, do it, get it over with, let's be done. Maybe we won't need to. I don't know. Maybe they got something else in the works. We'll see. Joint meeting with that's the Perdido Key issue, if the terms are not familiar to you. The joint meeting with the city of Pensacola for figuring out the Bay Center, that's coming up in about 3 weeks, April 16th. They have to agree to it today, but they will. They're going to pay $250,000, and I wasn't sure, I read the backup, if there was also a $60 a day fine in addition to all of that or something else. But anyway, at least $250,000 in a settlement with the DLR for the jail construction-related lawsuits. We are still appealing. There's a portion in there that says if we win, so and so forth. But looks like we're going to pay that off. The changes in the offer for OLF 8 from Tri-W, the Chad Henderson Group, they want to pull back $17 million in order to leave the economic development area of the property with the county for them to develop for jobs. We'll see what happens with that. Seven different roads are getting speed reductions in Escambia County. Now, these are all, John, you asked me the question earlier. I thought FDOT handles that. No, FDOT handles county, state roads, but county roads are, or city roads, are speed limits are maintained within parameters by the agency that oversees them. And in this case, it's going to be the county because they are county roads. So the reduction request was from 30 to 25 miles an hour. These are the roads that are going to be affected. Another Way, that's actually the name of it, Another Way. Caden Way, Connie Way, Etta Street, Everson Avenue, Holly Street, Louise Avenue, Mildred Avenue, and Rosedown Drive, Devlin Way are going to be reduced from 30 to 25 miles an hour. There's also a thing on here where they're going to be putting up some no parking areas on some other roads, but they're fairly obscure roads, and you wouldn't really care to know the answer on that one. You can look it up. It's on the agenda if you care about it that much for yourself. The other thing that they're going to be talking about today, it's going to be interesting. They're going to hire or open up positions for 10 new EMS, so 5 EMTs and 5 paramedics. Good. Very good. And I mentioned this with Mike Wood a few minutes ago, the memorandum of understanding to allow PPD to have access to the Intendencia Street Garage cameras sort of at all times at their, because it comes up quite a bit to make that happen. So that's good. And Channing Tatum has co-authored a smut book.
A what?
Oh, a romance novel. Excuse me.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, Andrew, please explain.
That's filled with smut. I do not know this firsthand. I'm just going based on the report. No.
Well, you like to read.
I mean,
you like to read
romance. I do love to read, but you know, romance novels are just porn for chicks, right? That's what it is. Guys like pictures, women like words. I mean, guys like to look at the, and the women like to read the, and I mean, well, Andrew, it's not that. Yeah, it is, if you're honest. It is. It really is. No, Andrew. Okay, anyway, so Channing Tatum has now apparently co-authored a very sexy romance novel, according to the headline that I'm reading here at In Style, my favorite resource for culture news. It's about two people who make a pact to get married after they're 40. And as the co-author joked, it's about a voluntary arranged marriage with lots and lots of sex in a bakery. Could be a Hallmark movie, but more like the R-rated version of it. So anyway, I'm not going to get into details here. Neither should you. I just thought you might want to know. David, are you still waiting for me to come talk to you? I have completely ignored you for the last 5 minutes.
And I'm just enjoying this episode of Andrew Explains It All.
Did he say that? I did. David Wayne in the newsroom with a headline or two for us. David?
Well, the National Guard may soon join ICE agents at U.S. airports to help with the TSA staffing crisis. The president said yesterday he may call up the Guard for more help there. And four people remain in the hospital after days now after that deadly collision between an Air Canada jet and a fire truck at LaGuardia Airport. The National Transportation Safety Board is working to determine what went wrong in that crash.
Very good, David. Thanks for the update. Oh, I have two tickets to Symphonic Spectacular coming up at the this is at the Sanger on March 28th. Caller number two, go watch the symphony, 437-1620.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump holding his first cabinet meeting since Operation Epic Fury. With gas prices up to $3.98 a gallon, Israel has taken out Iran's Navy commander who shut down the Strait of Hormuz.
Overnight, a strike targeted and killed Ali Reza Tangsiri, the IRGC Navy commander responsible for closing the Strait of Hormuz.
Fox's Trey Yanks. President Trump posting Iran negotiators are different and strange, begging us for a deal, but saying publicly they're only looking, warning Iran better get serious soon before it's too late. The president also asking when is enough for Republican senators, urging them to terminate the filibuster to get past Democrats shut down and get our airports moving again. Meta and YouTube plan to appeal the landmark L.A. verdict that found them liable for a young user's mental health problems. TikTok had settled. It's already airing ad campaigns about safety. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 63 degrees, cloudy skies right now. Our forecast is up in just a few minutes. Visit Pensacola. We'll be looking for new leadership. The board of directors voting on Wednesday not to renew President and CEO Darren Schaefer's contract when it expires in September. Schaefer will stay on through the transition until an interim CEO is named. The board will then conduct a nationwide search for a permanent replacement. Now, some TSA employees are resorting to donating blood and sleeping in their cars as they continue working without pay during the partial government shutdown. Former TSA Administrator John Pistol says something has to give.
Congress needs to act. The administration needs to act. Work out a compromise. Look, if reasonable people can find reasonable accomplishments with reasonable goals and gets back to the goal of what's the purpose of all this.
The Department of Homeland Security says more than 400 TSA employees have quit. Democrats rejected a Republican proposal to reopen DHS with only partial funding for ICE. Well, a major construction milestone moving forward at Milton Interchange Park. Santa Rosa commissioners set to approve a nearly $19.5 million contract for the first phase of a new wastewater treatment plant. Jared Lowe, assistant county administrator, says that project is on track and also within budget.
This is phase two of three. You've previously approved a guaranteed maximum price that funds long lead electrical equipment. This funds the first quarter million gallons a day of capacity, and then you'll have a third and final one probably in a month or so that'll get us to the end of the project.
The total project budget is around $30 million. The third and final contract phase is expected in the next month or so. Gulf Islands National Seashore drew more than 7.5 million visitors last year, ranking it seventh among all national park sites in the country for visitor hours. The seashore logged nearly 24 million visitor hours, more than 173,000 overnight stays. It was the third most visited RV campground in any of all national parks across the nation. Those figures come despite that 43-day partial government shutdown, the longest ever last year. And Emerald Coast Utilities Authority looking for its next leader as well. Executive Director Bruce Woody announced back in January he's retiring. The clock is ticking on finding his replacement.
Advertising for my position is currently ongoing and closes April 15th with the board hopeful that there are sufficient candidates to do some interviews in May.
Woody says his last day should be around the end of May or the 1st of June. He's run the agency for 6 years. Well, Florida is putting the NFL on notice. That's according to Attorney General James Uthmeyer yesterday. He sent a letter to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell in which he raised concerns about the NFL's Rooney Rule. That's the rule that requires NFL teams to interview minority candidates when they're trying to fill a head coaching vacancy. Uthmeyer says race-based hiring practices violate Florida law, and the Rooney Rule has to go. He's asking Goodell to confirm by May that he'll no longer enforce the Rooney Rule on teams in Florida. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're back to rolling accident-free. Let's see here. If you're on 98 westbound headed toward Gulf Breeze, expect a five-minute delay. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be looking at some nice sunny weather today, high near 76 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 62. For Friday, mostly sunny skies, high near 81. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. Looking at sunshine as you head into your Saturday, high near 77 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 58 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, 63 degrees, cloudy skies. Your next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. And your money now this hour. Taking a look at our opening markets. The Dow is down about 0.5%, 260 points at 46,169.5. The S&P down just over 0.75%. That's 54.75 points at 6,537. And the NASDAQ down just under 1.25% this morning, 248.5 points at 21,681.5. The 10-year bond rate is up slightly, 4.37%. Gold prices down 104.50. That's 2.3% at 44.47.80. Silver's down over 5% this morning at 68.78. Oil price is up 3.45 today at 93.77 a barrel. And Bitcoin down just over 1,500 at 69,269. The number of Americans applying for first-time unemployment benefits is up. The Labor Department says it received 210,000 initial applications for the week ending March 21st. That is 5,000 more than the previous week's unrevised total. Basically in line with what analysts had said they were expecting. Gas prices are obviously a lot higher in the last few weeks since the U.S. and Israel started a war with Iran. But fertilizer is also costing more. Farmers have been hit with higher prices if they didn't lock them in at least before the war began. That's something that Brad Camprath, a Michigan-based farmer, says he knows all too well.
Prior to the Iran war, fertilizer was up 30 to 40%. Prior to the war, since the war, it has escalated even more.
And fertilizer prices are up from $240 a ton last year to over $480 a ton this year. Meta laying off hundreds of employees. This story from Tammy Trujillo.
Multiple reports say workers are being laid off in Meta's recruiting, sales, and social media teams, and in the division that develops Meta smart glasses and VR headsets. A company spokesperson told The Verge that they're finding other opportunities for employees where possible. Meta employs about 79,000 people. The layoffs come as Meta is projected to spend about $135 billion on AI data centers. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Thank you very much, Tammy. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Big renovation plans? Don't pay big prices. Happening now, Home Outlet in-store doorbuster deals are live. Save $2 a square foot on hybrid waterproof oak flooring, now just $198. Interior door units, any size, starting at only $99. Or upgrade your bathroom vanity for just $219. Plus, even more deep savings on countertops, exterior doors, bathroom fixtures, and more. But hurry, these doorbuster deals won't last. In-store at Home Outlet Pensacola location only. Find it at homeoutlet.com.
Healing can start with a single seed.
A single space. A single act of kindness.
I'm Lieutenant Kilgan with the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. For over 20 years in Pensacola law enforcement, I've seen heartbreaking child abuse cases.
Gulf Coast Kids House provides therapy to help these children recover. That's why Leadership Pensacola's Class of 2026 is assisting Gulf Coast Kids House in creating a healing garden to support their therapists.
Your support today helps plant seeds of healing for tomorrow.
Visit PensacolaChamber.com to donate to the LEAP Class Project.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what keeps most people up at night?
It's not politics.
It's money. Dave Ramsey helps you take control of it, one decision at a time. Real callers, real situations, and straight talk about getting out of debt, building wealth, and finally telling your money where to go.
Where to go.
Instead of wondering where it went.
Where it went.
Dave Ramsey, weeknights 7 to 10 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local. Dependable.
Dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
When you're logging into a website or doing anything that involves the use of a password on your computer, do you keep the password hidden or do you show the password so that you can see and make sure that you're doing it properly? 437-1620, it's my frivolous topic of the day. When it could be on your phone, you know, anywhere you're entering a password. Do you prefer, and by the way, sometimes they don't give you the option to see it, right? There are some systems where you cannot even show it. But do you prefer to have it hidden, like you're logging into your Netflix or your Apple TV or whatever, or you're logging into your subscription to the journal online or something? You know, do you prefer to keep it hidden? You know, with asterisks typically is what they show you, right? Or do you prefer to be able to see the actual numbers and letters after you've typed them, not just in the, you know, tenth of a second that it reveals them to you as you enter it, and then it goes to asterisk right away? 437-1620, 437-1620. John?
Yes?
Preference?
Preference is keep it hidden unless I mess up, like, twice or, you know.
How do you know?
Well, it'll say the password combination that you've entered.
Oh, so you wait
valid.
To go through the whole process.
Yeah.
And then if it tells you you're wrong, then you reveal it, you show
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because I'm like, well, what did I do wrong?
I am an adamant. I would say 100% of the time, I can't think of a time that I have ever wanted the password to be hidden when I'm entering it. Because I always wonder if I've fat-fingered it. Or fat mouse did, well, or whatever, because
you'll find out when it says the password.
But that's too late, and that's a cumbersome Oh my God, the remote control interface on the TV. capital was it a capital? I don't. Was
I feel
it
your
eight
pain.
A pound sign? What was my password again? Underscore. Gah! And then if you get it wrong again. You know, like, so I'm a 100%. I always want to see it.
Interesting.
And so
I learned something new.
And so what I find frustrating is they always default to hiding it, which theoretically, if you believe there are enough people who actually want that. And my point is, I don't believe that very many people want that. I think that most people would prefer to have it just, you know, like you should check it to hide it. not check it to see it. You know, because you have to opt in to being making it visible, and that would be my preference. Because, oh, man, you know, the worst part is when you don't check it to see it and you trust you got it right and you got it wrong, and then you check it to see it, and then you got it wrong again, and then it goes back to not showing it to you. So you got to check it again. These are the first worldest of all possible problems. I know. It's one of the privileges of living in the first world is we can argue about this kind of nonsense. 437-1620, 437-1620. I suppose my IT professional people are like,
how dare you?
Who's going to see it? I'm not like out at the airport holding my phone up in the air with the big font, typing it in so the people behind me can see it. I'm just talking. I mean, the most common use is here at the studio, in my house, maybe in the car, I guess if we're stopped. And I can't even think of a case in the car, but, you know, just like ordinary circumstances where you don't have any, you know, peeping Johns.
Hey, that's not very nice. That's not very nice. Why can't we say Fred? Or Mike?
Peeping Freds?
Yes.
Come on, Stink Guy John.
I love when I can make John just wrinkle, furrow his brow. Why'd you draw me into this?
I know.
I don't know. 437-1620. Speaking of John, Peeping John's got traffic on the fives.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'm peeping and seeing that no accidents are occurred right now or delays. We're all looking good as I peep through the window. I'm John Pincus with your traffic on the fives.
You know, one of the reasons that I suppose some people, one of the reasons they like this show is you never know in any given 10 seconds exactly what's going to happen. You never do. I don't. How could you? 437-1620. Our dear friend John Hutchinson says he likes it hidden because he likes a challenge. The enter passwords is not the challenge I'm looking for in my daily life. I got plenty of challenge in my daily life. I do not need that one also. Kind of a let it roll. Let's see what happens. Somebody says they prefer to unhide, as do I. Kim says, I only view it when making a new one and confirming I typed it right both times. John, do you do that? Do you show it so you can make sure they're the same? Or do you, just spin the wheel of hopefully you had good luck?
Spin the wheel.
Okay. Have you ever entered wrong the password the same way twice and wound up getting the wrong password because you didn't do it that way?
Yeah. But that's a once in a blue moon, as they would say.
I love it. 437-1620. Let's see. Somebody says they use Google password to keep track for me. Oh, same. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Apple has its own thing, but I wasn't going to bring that up.
That's fine. I mean, those are across many platforms.
Okay.
437-1620. I'm on my own devices at home. I have it exposed. Ooh, I like that. Exposed.
Whoa.
It's undressed. It's showing everybody. It's bits and pieces. Let's see. Somebody says, I have my password just be all asterisks so that it doesn't matter.
Well, okay.
That's funny. I like it. I wouldn't do it personally, but I love it. Let's see. I keep my passwords on yellow stickers attached to the screen. yeah, but I know he says, oh, my bad. You mean the little... Yeah, the little eyeball that you click on to see it or not see it, which is a funny icon, by the way.
It is.
Close the eye, open the eye. When you're looking at, I don't know, it's a weird icon. Somebody says, oh, this is, all right, I got a dissertation here. This is complicated, they say. On the smart TV, I reveal it because it's so laborious to input the remote. Amen. That system, can I just generally say, though I appreciate streaming TV services, the interactivity and the functionality of all of them is at best horrid and usually not even that good. And they're all like weirdly small ways different from each other, you know? And so back and forth between one and the other, and is it a back and which one is highlighted? And just, again, I know it's super first world problems, but you know, I'm not wrong. Let's see. Somebody said, and same person, a smart TV, revealed on my iPhone. It remembers it for me, John.
Yeah.
On my computer after the first wrong prompt. That's like a whole flowchart here. This must be an IT person. But if I accidentally fat finger it, I delete the whole thing and not just the last input. Yeah, right. Oh, so we have our home security system is a really old Swan, and it does not give you the option to reveal. And it's a use the mouse to hover over the various keys on the keyboard interactivity.
That is old.
Oh, this is every time I have to do anything with the security system, I dread having to enter the any because, you know, if it's like entering the password for your email so that it'll send you the photos kind of thing, you know, I'm 16 characters into this password. I'm like, I hope I did it right. I don't know. And then you get it wrong. And then, you know, or like if it, in my particular, this is just me complaining on the air right now. It's not even a fun topic. This is just like, it doesn't work. You know, something failed. Well, what failed? We don't know. Something. Well, is it the password is wrong? Is it the email address is wrong? What,
you have exactly 1 minute to fulfill.
That's right. And you have a time limit before we, you know, log you out of this session. Oh, my goodness. 437-1620. An exception to consumer. Somebody texts. An exception to consumer desire for perpetual password display is for parents entering some password on a television screen to enable something for the kids. Okay, yeah, fair enough. You know, if you're parental lock kinds of things, I can see it under those circumstances. Somebody says, typing my password incorrect multiple times while not checking to see if it's right before his lockout. I also like to live dangerously.
That's
the
right.
Hours quote. Yep. 850 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are looking for that next vehicle and on the theme of the day, which is make sure you say all the things, not just to buy, but to sell, because somebody might ask, Andrew, you always talk about Frontier Motors. You can buy great used cars from them. And that's true. And they say, where do they get them? I mean, do they grow them in a cabbage patch out back? No, they buy them from people like you. What, John?
Cabbage patch out back?
No, you plant Hyundai seeds, you get Sonatas and Santa Fe's later.
You
isn't
do?
That, yeah, isn't that how that works? I mean, they have to plant them in Korea, obviously, but because they don't grow in American soil, but we are so far off topic.
Okay.
Frontier Motors is a great place to buy and therefore also a great place to sell a good quality used car. So if you've got a car that's, I don't know, 10 or 20 or 30,000 miles, you bought it new and now you have to sell it, you know, you can go through all the joy that is Facebook Marketplace or all the other forms of trying to sell it yourself, and you know, you can meet Billy on the corner and hope that all works out well. Anyway, or you could just go to Frontier. And at Frontier, it's very simple. For 15 minutes, they'll look over your car, they'll do a quick check, and they'll offer you a price. And if you like it, you sell it. Maybe you want a little bit more and you're willing to wait a little bit longer, they'll do it on consignment sell for you, you know, minimum price kind of thing. And, you know, no charge, no extras, whatever, but that just takes a little bit longer, might go a little bit slower, but they'll do that too. They need good cars. If they're going to sell 150, 200 cars a month, they got to buy. Do the math with me, 150, 200 cars a month. That's how that works. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay. That's hi. Somebody here says, that's a whole different question, though, is how do you keep your passwords? You know, where do you store them?
Oh, that's a whole nother.
That is a whole separate question. But somebody's like, I keep all my passwords to start alphabetically in a Rolodex. Next to the computer. That way it's easier when the burglars come in. Somebody said they follow the same method as the dissertation that you just read for various platforms. And somebody says, usually when I've messed up the password, it's because the caps lock is on. Oh, preach. And which is why I prefer to see the password because you don't.
Oh, that's right. Well, this one doesn't have a little light on it, but most of mine have little lights on when the caps lock is on.
Thanks, John.
Okay. Just saying.
From Fox and Friends, The Brian Kilmeade Show, and One Nation, Brian Kilmeade's History, Liberty, and Laughs, with special surprise guests, Saturday, July 11th, Singer Theater, Pensacola. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Going back to school felt impossible. Then I learned that VA covered tuition, supplies, and a housing allowance. So instead of focusing on my bills, I can focus on my books. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
You recognize the smell of marijuana, but it's not just a smell. It's a warning. If you can smell it, harmful chemicals are entering your lungs, bloodstream, and brain, and our children too. Every inhale affects brain development, and triples the risk of serious respiratory issues. Protect your kids and grandkids from the dangers of marijuana. Their future is on the line. This message is sponsored by the Department of Children and Families and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Curbside recycling in the city of Pensacola is important to preserving the environment and keeping the city clean. But people have questions. What can be recycled? When do the trucks come? How much does it cost? Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 to hear Daryl Singleton and John Scanlon with the City of Pensacola Sanitation discuss the City of Pensacola recycling program. Everything you need to know to recycle and help keep Pensacola beautiful.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Shazam. And when did I forget that I was made to love you? I was made to find you. I was made just for you. Made to adore you. I was made to love and be loved by you. You were here before me. You were waiting on me. And you said you
looks like Sheriff Chip Simmons, though he, as we like to say, was elected unopposed, which is a pretty good testament to his capability and his reputation in the community. He got some pretty rough treatment in Molino. Molino was having a town hall, and Sheriff Simmons was there, and people were asking him some fairly aggressive questions. So I'll have to talk with him about this next week when he's on the show. For example, one of the questions that he got asked, I don't have the audio, I'll be working on it, but somebody asked him, "Do you have other sheriff friends?" Somebody else pressed
that in. Was the only
that
question
was one of the questions that, one of the other questions, this is north of scambi.com doing good reporting on this. Somebody else said, do you have to eat a specific meal when you're working? Somebody else said, do villains name themselves or do you name them? Oh, did I not mention the pressing questions came from the Cub Scout and Boy Scout troop pack 430 at Aldersgate Methodist?
Yeah, you missed that one. Yeah you didn't save that part. Here I am thinking of some grown adults asking this. Yeah, you forgot that part.
I gotta give credit to William Reynolds, who runs north of Scambia.com. That was the headline, is a Scambia sheriff faces tough questioning in Molino. And I thought, oh, that's funny. That's funny. Because I clicked on it, and I'm like, what, he did? And then I see the picture. I'm like, well done.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
Well done. Good one. All right. There is a part of me. You might think I'm the guy who likes to fight with everybody all the time intellectually, and that's really not true. I like to get along. I like to make jokes. But, you know, every once in a while I do have to fight. I was looking up, as every day in preparation for the frivolous topic, I look to see what day is it today, you know, national days, and then sometimes those provide the topic for me, like National Waffle Day yesterday. Well, today, one of the days that we did not turn into a frivolous topic, but I am going to turn into a three-minute lecture, is Equal Pay Day. Which is, I'm going to just read what they say. Equal Pay Day is observed on March 26th this year in the United States, but the date changes each year. However, Equal Pay Day is an annual observance that symbolizes the ongoing issue of pay disparity and the wage gap between men and women. The date itself symbolizes how far into the year must women work to make as much as men during the previous year. As such, this holiday usually occurs around March or September, I guess, depending on which way you're calculating it. Did you know that most countries have a wage gap between men and women? Well, yeah, because, you know, all the countries are sexist. No. This is the most nonsense statistic that gets repeated over and over and over again. Women make 73 cents on the dollar. Women make 80 cents on the dollar. Women make 78 cents on the dollar. Let me pose you a problem. This is my thought problem for you. If you're an employer, we have employers, and you know that you can get a job done by a man for $50,000, and you know that you can get the exact same job done by a woman for, let's say, $40,000. That'd be 80 cents on the dollar, right? What kind of an imbecile would ever hire a man? You'd never hire men. John, you got a job?
Oh, yeah.
How'd you get this job? When women will do that job for less pay.
Well, I'm actually doing it for less. I actually pay them, but.
Andrew said, I've got a job. How did I get this job when a woman will do this job for 73 cents on the dollar? It's a nonsense. You know it's nonsense, because otherwise there'd be no men with jobs. You'd go out and hire women for the job and pay them less. The issue is how they calculate these pay rates and averages and which jobs men prefer and which job women prefer. There is also an issue, it's worth noting, there's also an issue of whether you demand to get more pay or not, whether you push to get more pay or not. And the studies also showed that men are more aggressive in demanding higher rates of pay. But again, the basic question, does that make up 27 cents on the dollar or 20 cents on the dollar? It's pretty unlikely. The issue is what jobs men and women do. Also, what accommodations women also often want in jobs for family care, for maternity care, for other things that are a loss of productivity to the employer. I'm not saying I'm against having those accommodations. I'm just saying there's a lot built into this that doesn't get talked about. It just gets touted as a statistic that women make less than men at a very high rate, you know, somewhere between 20 and 30 cents on the dollar difference. And it's an absurd thing. If I'm running, I don't own a business. But if I actually believed this and I ran a business, I would never hire a man. Well, then why do you hire a man? Because that statistic is false. And men and women who do the same work get paid the same amount of money. And men and women who get paid different amounts of money are doing different work. That's the explanation of why this made-up fake statistic exists. See, 3 minutes. Lecture over. You can text me at 437-1620 or email me at Andrew at newsradio90, newsradio1620.com.